Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. I'm glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Joe Barker is our guest, our good friend, and 14-year, long-suffering 14-year member of our Brain Trust, and the author of Paradigms, The Business of Discovering the Future. Folks, you've got to learn about Joel's approach to paradigms. I promise you, you'll never think about things the same way again, and you'll be happy for that. JoeBarker.com is one website. The other one is
StarThrower.com.
There it is. StarThrower.com. That's where you can find his films, his outstanding films. Joel is, as I said, is a great, one of the great futurists of, I've ever known. Joel, thanks again for being here. Let's talk about some ecological things. There's a giant airship that's being built that's the biggest ever, and it's kind of it's really kind of a big dirigible, right?
It is. And
Airlander.
Right. It's a dirigible, not a blimp. It's a dirigible, which means it has a rigid frame inside it,
right,
which makes it much more steerable and directable than a blimp. A blimp's hard to steer when the wind's
blowing. A blimp is just a big balloon, motorized balloon.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is, yes.
Yeah.
So this dirigible can do things that a blimp cannot do. And it's perfect for what's coming up in the next 20 years, which is to be able to carry large things like, small things, but heavy things like nuclear reactors off to areas that can't get them in anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
But it carries payloads up to 22,000 pounds.
Today, that's the number. Today, that's the number. Who knows what's in the future? So
right
instead
now.
Of saying, instead of saying it's coming from on a slow boat from China, we could be saying it's coming on a reliable airlander from China, that kind of thing.
Yes, and it's at 70 knots, which is 80 some miles an hour.
Which is about five times faster than the slow boat's doing from China.
Yeah, it's actually it fits in between the boats, the trains, and the planes.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not quite as fast as a train, but it can go where a train can't go because a train can only it's got to run on tracks.
But the news is the new propulsion system that makes it more reliable, right, and more economical,
ecologically
friendly.
It's a hybrid,
yeah.
just like an Atari, just like a Prius. It's a hybrid,
mm-hmm.
So it can run on all electricity. It can run with diesel engines turning generators. It can run diesel engines to create the electricity needed to run.
And so we got fewer trains and boats that are putting out a lot of pollution. It could be a lot better. Just another option. But now let's move over to another area of the economy, of the ecology, and that is this water harvesting thing that you've learned about.
Yeah, I've been following water harvesting for a long time because if you think about it, most of the world is in a place where water, good, fresh, clean water, is hard to come by. The women basically walk 5 miles to a river to fill up their pots, put them on their heads, and walk back 5 miles so they can have water for the day. That will not be necessary. Now what we have is a new way to cause water to precipitate out of the air, because all air, even in the driest of places, there's some moisture in it. It precipitates the moisture out of the air to the tune of 8.66 liters of water per day.
Wow.
A human being needs 3.7.
Mm-hmm.
So
the mariners and mountain people have learned how to collect water from the bottom of some kind of plastic, but let the humidity collect and drop into something at the bottom of the plastic. They've learned how to do that. It's similar to that, isn't it?
It is.
Condensate.
There's a thing called a fog net that if you have fog, it takes the water out of it. But this will take it straight out of the air, and it does it at basically 2.2 pounds of the material
right.
produces, you know, pounds of water a day, and it's a very simple
process. This is an efficient, effective mechanism to harvest water in places where it might be hard to find water.
Exactly, especially clean water.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why I look at it, you know, clean water, so they're not poisoning themselves drinking badly polluted water.
This isn't something for a mass scale, right? This is something for emergency places. Would this become something that we'd see in any city?
It's interesting. I would say it's actually more a village size thing.
Right. Okay.
You know, because otherwise you don't have that much volume because of the material.
Who knows? Joe Barker,
JoeBarker.com,
StarThrower.com, check it out. Hey, Joel, thanks again. Don't forget to check out his blog, folks. It's outstanding. We'll get Joel Barker back again real soon. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.